King County Planning and Zoning Administrative Land Use meeting of October 8th, 2025 at 4 o'clock p.m. We're a little early. It's still 3:59. But... Okay, our first item on the agenda is approval of the minutes of August 13th, 2025. And I approve the minutes of August 13th, 2025. The second item is for a full boundary adjustment with termination of easements within a subdivision. And it's for NILS. And they are missing one termination of easements, but it'll be here on Friday. So I'm going to approve the simple full boundary adjustment for the Zion View Mountain Estates, Unit E, lots 118, 119, 125, and 126, creating new lot 118 containing 1.95 acres and vacating 8 7.5-foot public utility easements by Ordinance 2025-35, which I recommend to the Kane County Commissioners for approval. This project was submitted by Brent Carter with New Horizon Engineering, holding power of attorney. The project won't get recorded until we have all three termination agreements. So it is a, I approve the project and recommend Ordinance 2025-35 to the Kane County Commissioners. Okay, third, we have a full boundary adjustment with termination of easements within a subdivision for Polnish. We have all of the termination agreements, and I move to approve the full boundary adjustment in the Strawberry Valley Estates Unit 4, lots 44, 45, and 46, creating new lot 46, containing approximately 2.66 acres and vacating 4 7.5-foot public utility easements, and recommending Ordinance 2025-34 to the Kane County Commissioners to vacate the 4 7.5-foot public utility easements. This project was submitted by Brent Carter with New Horizon Engineering, holding power of attorney. And number four is a residential conditional use permit for the Milkies. And I move to approve the application for the residential conditional use permit on lot 6-83. This lot is zoned commercial one with a total of 0.98 acres. And they want to build a fourplex for staff housing. And it was submitted by Nathan Milkey. All items are in compliance. They have mitigated all of the concerns, and they can now apply for their building permit, and Chums Coda will be reviewing that for any other issues. With that, everything is in order and approved, and we are closing the meeting, adjourning the meeting of October 8th, 2025 at 4:02 p.m.